T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. Quite a scene as we're joined now by a legendary play-by-play man, NFL on CBS. Of course, longtime NBA on TNT. He's calling NBA games now for Amazon Prime. And Westwood One, NFL Radio, he'll be on the call Monday night for Cowboys Cardinals. Our favorite, Kevin Harlan, joining us now once again on the Fan, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, but the first thing I hear is Monica Lewinsky in the dress. That's a nice way to begin a conversation.
Well, we have come in. You know how we're doing. We're getting older. We have a young broadcaster who did not understand the Monica Lewinsky reference, and actually, he actually said he had Monica Lewinsky'd his co-host, thinking it was some way of badgering or abusing. I'm not sure, but yeah, it was used out of context.
Imagine if he Marv Alberted his co-host.
Now hold on.
Should hate that one.
Kevin, let's shift to baseball before we offend any more of your colleagues.
Okay.
Over here to sports. Massive up and down season. Let's start with the Cowboys. The game of the year might have been the tie against the Green Bay Packers. Do the Cowboys look like a playoff team to you right now as you evaluate them?
Well, they've got superstars, and if they can keep those receivers healthy and continue a running game, quarterback is playing well, as we know, and the overall overarching picture, I would say, of the Cowboys is strong. Washington doesn't seem to be what they were, which is good. Philly has a susceptibility to them that I think that may not have been present at this time last year when they were rattling off, 11 or 12, 13 consecutive wins and looked unbeatable. They quickly have turned the corner defending a title and have seen that it's a little bit different now, and they've lost a lot of players. So, you know, everyone talks about the Cowboy defense and where it is not and what maybe they could do before the deadline. A lot of focus on the Parsons trade, clearly, and the ramifications of that. You know, the team is probably, like a lot of teams, just now beginning to get a grip on what they are and what, you know, they can do. So, like last week, this week, next week, I think that's going to give us an indication. I would like to think that the Monday night game coming up against a solid, not great, not bad, but kind of a solid Arizona team will give them more definition for what they feel they need to do, where they are and what they can possibly get ahead. One of the issues is the conference is strong. Green Bay, Detroit, maybe even, I don't know, Chicago, that they're clearly on the fence, but the two teams are going to come out of the seven from that division. Rams are playing great. Philly's going to clearly be in that conversation. Then you got a team from the South, and that might be Tampa Bay. You know, I don't know. I think there are too many questions with a lot of teams, not just not just the Cowboys, but a lot of teams now to figure out, you know, where that compass is pointed. But the one thing they can hang their hat on, they've got some explosive playmakers on both sides of the ball. In particular, their quarterback just is getting rave reviews for the totality of his season so far. And that's a good place to start to think if a team is going to make that stride and get to the postseason.
Is this team, you know, worthy of being aggressive at the trade deadline for then, in your opinion, with this offense?
You know, that is a good question. I don't know that I know the team exceptionally well right now, as I'm just getting into my work this week. I saw them week one Thursday in Philadelphia, and they look great. And they have subsequently put together some incredible performances, not the least of which was the explosive display against Green Bay. Even though it was a tie, they still had to know that with all the hoopla around Micah coming back and the pressure and the national eyes on that game, that they answered him point for point. And I would think that would be a pretty empowering thing. They are clearly in the upper half of the NFC, and so much can happen between now and even December 1st, a month after the deadline, and we get into the kind of the ramp-up final stage, the stretch run of the season. I just don't know how you can say that they're not a contending team at this stage. Record out the door. I just think that they've got enough there on their resume to show that they can explode at any time. And you're a first-year head coach. I mean, there's a lot of stuff at play here. But, you know, there are some signs which are pointing straight up, and there's no denying it. And there are others that say, well, you know, they're a little leaky on one end of the ball, and that's got to be fixed, and that's got to be tightened a little bit. I just don't know if for certain. There are some teams that you feel right now have got everything that they need, Green Bay being one of them, who the Cowboys tied at 40. But Green Bay is one of them. I don't know how you can shut the door on Philly just by virtue of what they've done, and when they need to play well, they have. They got a big game in Green Bay, by the way, coming up in a couple weeks as the Eagles go to the Packers on Monday night. So we got some big games ahead of us and a lot more to this season to be written. We're 7-8 games in right now for some teams, and we're just now reaching, you know, the turn in the season. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And these next 2 weeks, I think, will give us more answers than questions about where the Cowboys are.
So with all the different games and stuff that you got, your schedule's loaded, how many nights a week does Kevin Harlan sleep in his own bed?
Well, now that the TNT situation is gone and Amazon has really given me a great one-game-a-month schedule until I get to January and the end of the NFL season, a lot more. I mean, I have probably by this time at TNT would have done five NBA games, maybe six by this point. couple preseason, couple regular week, and two again this week. And I've got one in October, one in November, and one in December with Amazon by design. So I'm getting a lot more time at home, which is exactly what we wanted it to do. I quite frankly, I was, after the TNT run, I was content. I had put in 38 years in the NBA and had enjoyed basically the entirety of Michael's career, all of Kobe's and all of LeBron's. Got to call a bunch of Dirk, saw the end of Bird and Magic, and then have seen the beginning of Gilgeous Alexander and Wembanyama, and I feel like, I was pretty satisfied. And then Amazon came along, and they've made it very easy for me and my family, which I appreciate more than I can express. And I can still be involved in the league, but have a cut down schedule, which is exactly what I want. It's been a great beginning.
Do you have a game that you've done in Dallas, whether it be Cowboys, Mavs, that stands out to you more than any other?
Well, some of those Luka games, were pretty special. You know, when he was going and that place is rocking, those are some pretty big games. I don't know how anybody can, at any level that covers any sport, can't sit and watch that kid play and not think, oh my God, like this is, it's like we've never seen this kind of performance before. And with a body like that and a style like that and everything else. So those have been pretty good. There was a McGrady dunk over Sean Bradley back in a playoff game on an afternoon. that was pretty devastating for the Rockets. And then I've done a lot of Cowboy games. We did the first game in Dallas after 9/11. You remember the NFL took a weekend off after 9/11, and our crew, and I think I was with Randy Cross or Craig James, and I cannot recall right now, but maybe Sam Weich actually. And the first game that we did was the Cowboys. I forget who they played, and that was the first game after 9/11. That was a pretty memorable game for all the reasons you might expect, certainly. And fond memories of doing NBA and NFL down there, and I've always enjoyed my family. Is my wife's family is from Texas, and so we've got a lot of connections to the state.
Hey Kevin, I worked with you and I've always talked about this. I worked with your dad in Green Bay, and I remember when he told us, Ron Wolf and us, like, go ahead with the Reggie White signing and all that, that he was going to come up with all that. He had to be pretty happy about that whole thing with Michael Parsons making a big old move like that, right?
Well, it was like when Charles Woodson joined him, and then you refer clearly to probably the most historic move the organization had made, aside from drafting Rodgers and trading for Favre. But that was a sign Reggie White, yeah, who basically they had agreed to a deal. The players in the league had agreed to free agency, and he'd played 8 years
right
with the Eagles and was the number one target of every team in the league. And he had basically said yes in Detroit, but he had promised the Packers, and as he had always said, my word is my bond.
Right.
When he promised the Packers that he would make a trip to Green Bay and hear their pitch, and his agent at the time said, well, that's great, I'll stay here, work out the details. You go fulfill whatever you think you need to fulfill in Green Bay. Get back to Detroit. We'll sign the deal and we'll go celebrate. And then he got to Green Bay, and Ron Wolf took him to a Red Lobster.
Yeah.
And that's basically where he sold him on the Green Bay vision.
Yeah.
And they paid him $14 million over 3 years. And he brought him a world championship, changed the complexion of the organization, literally and figuratively. Players of color did not want to go to Green Bay and play. And when Reggie White went there as a free agent and signed with the Packers, it changed the organization as much as Wolf getting hired, trading for Favre, and drafting Rodgers. It was that kind of a monumental thing, because it showed players that regardless of color, you could go to Green Bay, be incredibly happy as a player there, but as a person there. And that was huge.
Now, your dad did a great job. Your dad gave us everything that we needed to be successful up there. And I tell you what, it was a great honor to work for him. It really, really
was.
Well,
you're kind to say that. And he loved the people that he was with, including you and everybody that was there in his regime. He was there for 21 years.
Yeah.
His president, 37 years in the organization, beginning as assistant general manager. He left the Cardinals in the late 60s when they had Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Kurt Flood, Roger Maris, like all those, Tim McCarver, all those great players were with the baseball Cardinals, but he didn't like to travel. And then he went to Green Bay to become the assistant general manager with Dan Devine, yeah, who left the University of Missouri and took the Packer job. And then they kept him around. So he worked under Bart Starr. He worked under Forrest Gregg, Lindy Infante. And then eventually they named him president, and he hired Ron Wolf, and they hired Mike Holmgren, and the rest is history.
Well, brilliant job by Amazon to pick you up. We're excited to hear your basketball calls once again. Can't wait to hear you Monday night, Westwood 1, Cowboys, Cardinals. The great Kevin Harlan, salute to you, sir. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you, guys. Looking forward to getting down there on Monday. Take care.
Let's go. All righty. Top 10 at 2:40 coming up next. Well, Chuck, you want to snuggle this in here?
Let's snuggle. What are the top 10 foods you should never eat on a plane? That's next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.